You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. I want everybody to take a look at their posture right now. No, don't try to straighten up. Just stop and look at yourself. In fact, take a picture. Just take a picture of how you guys are sitting. All right? Just and don't be embarrassed by it. Just take a look and see how you're sitting, okay? A lot of times I do my show with my legs up on the table. Some of you will kind of hear that kind of thing because it's my legs tapping on the table. And so my back is at an angle, and all the pressure is kind of put on my L5-S1. That's not a proper way to sit. Some of you guys are kind of leaned over, legs spread, elbows on your knees, and then you're looking up, and your neck is hyperflexed. Some of you are, I don't know what your legs are doing. You're trying to sit all comfortably, but your shoulders are hunched, your back is curved, and then you hyperextend your neck to straighten yourselves up, and you push your butt out. That's not proper posture. Let's quickly review posture. Okay? Can we just quickly do that? This is kind of important. Okay? Let's just quickly review some posture. So first of all right, if you're sitting, okay, just try to sit up straight. Okay, now if you need to, they say use a mirror. I'm looking at wikihow.com. This is cool because I got some pictures. Okay, you know that you have some natural curves in your spine. Okay, and you have a little bit of an S. We don't want a sideways S, but you do have a little bit of an S. You also have a little bit of a double C. Okay, some of us are kyphotic, some of us are lordotic, depending on the angle at which our curve is. Kyphotic is where you're kind of leaning a little bit more forward. We see this with osteoporosis. Lordotic is where you lean back a little bit, like I'm the Lord, all right, type of thing. King of the Lord, something like that. All right, that's how I remember them. But they say take a mirror. You want to align your ears, your shoulders, and your hips. I know some of you are probably getting a backache trying to sit straight, but just try it. Okay? All right? You want to make sure your ears are above the shoulders and the shoulders are above the hips. Okay? The points should make a straight line. Look how far away I am from the microphone. See, because usually I sit like this. Right? I said I am like encompassing the mic. Okay, but if I sit straight, I'm away from the mic. See? I'm all the way over here. See? I'm sitting nice and straight. Okay. So I'm moving the mic to me. All right? It's not supposed to hurt. You are not supposed to hurt sitting up straight. Now, a lot of you go, no, I can't sit up straight because it hurts. Then something's wrong. Okay? And then you need to get a chiropractor. Now, oh, I love chiropractors. All right. Now, then you need to strengthen the muscles in your upper back and shoulders so you maintain the good posture. Because you know how I tell everybody, like, you know, I'll have these kids sitting there on my exam table and they're sitting there slumped over. I say, sit up with some good posture. So they do that, and then within seconds, they start to resort to the slumped position. It's because that's more comfortable for your muscles. That's what they're used to. So you need to constantly think about sitting upright. Now, you know you're burning calories when you do this. For those of us, you know, we're here in January trying to figure out how to lose weight. Why aren't we working on our posture? All right? Knees in front of us. Okay? Let your muscles, all right, hold up your head. Let your back hold up your shoulders. Let the body do what it's supposed to do. Okay? There are certain exercises you could do to strengthen your upper trunk muscles. Okay, raise both arms straight out alongside your ears, palms up, bend forearms in and back. We'll talk about exercise later. I don't want to be an exercise show because then I got to dress like Jane Fonda, but still, all right? Make sure you stretch. A lot of us don't stretch because we think we're doing yoga and we think yoga is girly. Yoga is not girly. A lot of guys do yoga, but just because you stretch does not mean you're doing yoga. You could just say, I'm stretching, okay? All right, if you're that afraid of saying it's yoga. But I got to tell you something, all right? These people that do yoga, they know how to balance. They keep their weight down. They got great core muscles. My yoga patients, I hardly ever see because they're healthy. So think about it. Now, some of you ask about the Bikram yoga. Unfortunately, I haven't seen studies on if the stress of the heat and the possible dehydration could hurt you or not. But if that's the yoga you dig, I'd rather you do something. Just make sure you're hydrating yourself. All right. But I can't say that it's 100% safe because we don't know if the higher temperatures are putting you at risk. I mean, when I used to run track in 115 degree heat in Phoenix, Arizona, all right, I overheated pretty easily. And I find it much better to work out in an ambient temperature than not at all. All right. There's also been some talk on if you keep the room cool, you'll burn more calories because your body has to burn energy to keep you warm. That's a study I'd like to see duplicated and I'd like to see more information on, because if I could lose weight just by keeping the house freezing, all right, I would. I mean, that's a thought. I know I got pets. We'll just put them in a warm room or something like that. Okay, so, of course, standing posture, make sure to find your center. You want to place your feet about shoulder width. Okay, stand up straight. The weight should be on the balls of your feet. Okay, I know we're going to be talking about sticky balls later, but we're talking about different balls. Those are sticky balls with cancer treatment. Balls of your feet. You know what the balls of your feet are? Right, the kind of soft part, not the heel, okay? Head up and back, and if you have a problem, line your back up against a wall. Some of you guys, when you lean up against the wall, you find that very uncomfortable. Why? Because that's proper alignment, okay? And not lean, I mean, your body has to be against the wall. You also need to work on your walking posture. Do not thrust your head forward. Keep your head balanced. There's certain sitting posture you should do. And then, of course, when you sit in the car, many of you have the headrest wrong. When you sit by a computer, many of you. So I want you to definitely, I'm looking at WikiHow, improve your posture. I think this is a great site. I love what they suggest. And then, of course, sleep. You could do all this great work, and then you could screw your back up by the way you're sleeping. Make sure you're using firmer mattresses. I don't know if you need to buy this $8,000 smart mattress that's out there, but still something to think about. All right, if you sleep on your side, make sure you have a pillow in between your knees, and make sure the pillow gives you proper support, but don't overdo your pillow. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Plus, on my website, you can ask me any medical question you want. It doesn't mean you're going to get a coherent answer, but you can sure as hell ask it if you want by emailing us at drdahlia.com. We also have the on-demand feature where you could listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show. You could also download the iPhone app and the Android app. There's the site for the iPhone app. We're still working on getting that Android app up there. But, of course, you could go to your regular smartphone app store. It's free. Download that so you can listen to our show anytime. If you want your question read on air, let us know. If it's appropriate and it's free of cuss words, I will most likely play it on air. All right. So, but if it's if the quality is bad, I won't be able to. So, if I have not played your question on air, it's because more likely the quality. None of you have really cussed. One of you did. One of you did. You were upset about your penis length, and you were really upset. And I didn't play that one. I'm sorry. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDA. L-I. Sticky balls. This is very, very interesting. Apparently there is a new form of cancer-killing technology. Sticky balls. Yep. All right. And I guess scientists at Cornell University have developed nanoparticles, which have the power to demolish tumor cells present in the bloodstream, thereby preventing spread of cancer. They believe that when the tumor cells start spreading inside the whole body, obviously that's when it metastasizes, so we need to be able to stop it in its tracks. Scientist team at Cornell developed cancer-killing sticky balls called TRAIL, which has already been used in cancer trials and offers sticker and other sticky proteins. I guess what it is they're sticky proteins to tiny spheres or nanoparticles, which can destroy tumor cells in the blood when injected. And I guess this is when they latch onto white blood cells. I'm reading this as we go. All right. I apologize because in their paragraph, they're missing a noun. All right. So how I look at it is these sticky balls attach, all right, onto the tumor cells, and then they destroy the tumor cells. Tests show that in the rough and tumble of the bloodstream, the white blood cells would bump into any tumor cells which had been broken off the main tumor that were trying to spread. So they showed if it contacts with this TRAIL protein, the sticky balls, it would then trigger the death of the tumor cells. It's like touching, I don't know, I don't want to say zombie because zombies have to bite you. But I remember there was one movie where it was one of the X-Men. You know the girl in, what's her name? Anna Paquin, is it? She's the girl in True Blood. Right, but when she wasn't that attractive in X-Men and she had that like white streak, if you touched her, you would die. That's what I think sticky balls are supposed to be. It's supposed to be kind of like X-Men thing. Now, I got to admit, that's pretty cool. Okay, for a type or a form of chemotherapy, I really dig that. I think they are really, really on to something. And I'm excited that we're still doing research. I mean, remember, we have some. That's right, she was rogue. Thank you, Brad. We've been very afraid of a halt in our, shall we say, our research and R&D, because pharmaceutical companies don't know where this Obamacare thing is going. And it's been very, very concerning, because if the insurance company is not going to cover the medicine that you spent billions of dollars to create and develop and test and research and market, then you just did all that for naught. For naught. And companies can't do that. And it's very, very expensive. Now, you would think that there would be some guarantee out there that if you made a cancer drug, that don't worry, the government would make sure that they help fund it. But I don't think those guarantees are ironclad. Nothing's guaranteed. So we're a little nervous, okay, when it comes to not having all the incentives out there for companies to kind of jump on these. Now, luckily there's grants. All right, usually there's grant money, and scientists could hopefully use this grant money to discover things. All right, but, I mean, we need a company to take the ball and run with it. And that company needs to know they're not only going to make their money back, but they're going to make a hefty profit, because it's not worth the liability. All right, just getting paid a little bit above profit isn't worth it, especially when there's a liability. You know, one of you had asked me about the PAs and the nurse practitioners taking on a more aggressive role in medicine and how doctors are looking at that. I mean, I love nurse practitioners and PAs. I've worked with them for most of my career. I'm a huge fan. And if they are gaining the experience and gaining the instinct and understanding that you can't do medicine like a cookbook, then I have all the confidence in them. All right. Have I seen some that just go by the textbook? Yes. But I can't say that's all of them. Many of them do use instinct. And I have been extremely impressed with many of the mid-levels I've worked with. All right. However, the one thing that I think this world is going to have to prepare for is if the government thinks that they could later bring back the public option and hire mid-levels, or companies could just hire mid-levels because it'll be cheaper. Mid-levels have not gotten sued nearly to the degree, the one degree, of how doctors are being sued. Hence, mid-levels don't need to make the money that doctors are making. Hence, many mid-levels are taking jobs anywhere between the $60,000 to the $120,000 range, which is why they are so attractive to big groups. Yet once doctors flee the field in more droves than they're doing, and the majority of healthcare is going to be taken on by mid-levels, if the tort reform changes do not follow, your mid-levels and nurse practitioners are going to start being sued for multiple millions of dollars. When that happens, they're not going to want to work for $95,000 a year because they've lost their house. Or they have now had to acquire a malpractice policy that charges them a hell of a lot more. So the day of you thinking that mid-levels could take less money. Now, I know RNs that are making $120,000 in California. It all depends on where you practice. Okay? I mean, we had, I don't want to go into anything personal, but we paid ours. We had always, for years, paid ours above level because we never wanted ours to leave, take our patients and flee to somebody else. But then the rates just kept coming up. I know a PA making $200,000 a year, not through us. No way, we couldn't afford that. But, I mean, some of them are making bucks, huge bucks, okay? But the majority of them don't, which is why it's very attractive for many groups to hire them, and there is a huge demand for PAs and nurse practitioners. That is going to change once they start getting sued instead of the doctor. And people need to realize that. And then you will not have anybody that'll put their house, their kids' college education, their time, their emotion, their emotional well-being on the line for a multi-million dollar lawsuit. They're going to need a lot more money to start taking care of patients. There was a case where I believe a nurse practitioner and a doctor were sued. The nurse practitioner was the first one who saw the patient and actually could have prevented the lawsuit, but he still did within his realm. Okay, I don't think he did anything wrong per se, but, you know, when you look back, yeah, he really could have headed it off at the pass. From what we found out, the doctor is the one that got the majority of the publicity and was hit by the majority of the lawsuit, the nurse practitioner, the insurance company, I think, was possibly sued, but it didn't get the same publicity and the bad write-ups, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you're like, okay, well, that's understandable, because usually the doctor, you know, heads the clinic, the doctor's at the helm, right? Just like when anything goes wrong with the Washington administration, we bring up Obama. That's understandable. That's understandable. That's the way it is. But how many PAs and nurse practitioners are going to want to take that on? You know, we had talked about this on the show before. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. One of you asked, do I think a nurse practitioner or a PA can work at the same quality as a doctor could? Sometimes the quality could even be improved, believe it or not, if the PA and nurse practitioner gets to see less patients. Absolutely. But where I'm concerned about the actual training, some of you have asked, you know, how could a doctor or a nurse practitioner be put on the same level because they've had less years than nurse practitioner or PA or mid-level? I go, I'm not worried about the less years in school because your experience teaches you even more than what you learn in school. All right. And, you know, the 36-hour shifts that I did in medical school, it taught me a lot. But if a PA didn't have the 36-hour shifts, I wouldn't think they were less astute than I would be. Okay. But you're trained as a doctor very differently than a PA because you're trained that the buck stops with you. And one mistake could cause a life. If the PA or nurse practitioner isn't having that bombardment of you being the, you know, you could be the cause of the death of somebody and be sued, their approach may be a little different and more checklist, and you got to be careful with that. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. A big thanks to Brad working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. So some weight loss companies have been charged with fraud. Apparently the Federal Trade Commission on Tuesday charged four companies with fraud based on the quote-unquote unfound promises that they made about their weight loss products. Apparently, the New York Times is reporting that Sensa products, L-Occitane, HCG Diet Direct, and Lean Spa will be required to pay a collective $34 million to refund consumers. Tuesday's action is, I guess, a part of a broader government crackdown on companies that make weight loss claims without double-blind, placebo-controlled studies to back them up. And we've talked about what double-blind placebo-controlled studies are, where a single-blind study is where the researcher knows exactly what the subjects are getting, so they know who's getting the dummy pill and who's not. A double-blind is where the researcher doesn't know what it is, or the person giving out the sample doesn't know. So it's kind of double-blind. So then there's no bias. All right, because there has to be absolutely no bias. Where the pills look the same, some people think they're taking the white pill that has the active ingredient. Some people have no idea if they're taking the placebo. And so, because we've talked about placebo. Well, that's how you could control out for placebo. If you think you're taking something and you're really not, you're taking the dummy pill, you may still feel results. Okay, that happens all the time. People take a medicine, they thought it was a sleepy pill, they said I had a great night's sleep, and, you know, their husband's like, no, you actually grabbed the Tylenol. Because the placebo of thinking you took something to fall asleep worked. You know, I've actually done that with people. I've told them, pretend you just took the sleeping medication. When you're in bed, and you're having trouble sleeping, okay, and you have to really believe it, pretend like you forgot that you actually took your medicine. And fall, you know, your sleeping medication to fall asleep. And it's actually worked on some people. Sometimes the placebo of just thinking they took their sleeping medication. We were talking about in the first hour how a study out of China has found that Ambien and Zolpidem could put you at increased risk for heart attack. I don't think there's a cause and effect relationship, but it was a study looking at people that had heart attacks, and they found that multiple of those people had taken sleeping medications. And so we kind of talked about why I think people who require regular use of sleeping medications could be at higher risk, etc. So, you know, when we're looking at weight loss companies and these claims that they could cause weight loss, I've had patients that have claimed that Sensa worked. In fact, I saw one of my patients lose weight on Sensa. They did wonderfully. Unfortunately, she gained the weight back. And so we don't want consumers to think that these medications are going to, be the end all for you. And, you know, I really think a lot of these over-the-counter things need to be tested a hell of a lot more than they are. You know, unfortunately, the FDA isn't controlling and isn't supervising a lot of these, which I believe they should. So I agree with there being that, 34 million to all the people that purchased these, I don't think that's enough. It's probably people getting their $8 back. But we'll keep you posted as we get any more information on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Swine flu is back. According to MercuryNews.com, they say the swine flu is back and it's starting to kill people. I guess Contra Costa County health officials on Tuesday announced the second recent Bay Area death this month from the H1N1 flu strain. Local counties also reported an uptick in the number of people showing up in emergency rooms with flu-like symptoms. Now, we know that flu can kill. And this flu shot is supposed to protect against not only the regular influenza, but also the H1N1. All right. We are assuming that most of the people who do unfortunately die of the flu are not vaccinated, but we don't have that data yet on the latest death. The East Bay victim is a 48-year-old woman, only 48 years old, died last week. A 41-year-old Santa Clara County woman died of complications related to H1N1 over the weekend. Sacramento County reported a second and third victim from the strain. One victim was a woman in her 30s, a man in his 50s. These are young people. Right now, the CDC is showing widespread flu activity in 25 states, including Pacific Northwest, Nevada, Texas, New York, Illinois, etc. Now, back in 2009, 284,000 people died from swine flu worldwide. 657 had come from California alone. Then H1N1 killed a 28-year-old San Juan Capistrano woman last week in Orange County, 28 years old. This is some scary stuff. I know people think, oh, they're pushing the flu shots because it's a way to get money. No, the flu shot saves lives. And you don't have to be a quote-unquote sickly person to die of the flu. You could be young, vibrant, healthy, come down with the flu and die. This is what we've been telling you. The flu kills, okay? It's a virus. It causes excessive inflammation. You get the fever, the chills, the runny nose, the cough, the body aches. And yes, many of us, thank God, survived it. We got the flu, we got through it, all right, and we live to tell about it. But there are very unfortunate souls out there that don't. It is still time to get the flu shot, all right? We just gave another flu shot today. Somebody's like, look, I heard the story in California. I'm a little nervous. And you know, we usually give flu shots till February to cover. And then in the summer, they finish developing the flu shot for the next season. And then many of us get the next season's flu shot by September, October, etc. We've talked about those people who think that the flu shot makes them sick. If you've ever had an adverse reaction to a flu shot, no, we don't force you to get one. I mean, we wouldn't force anybody to get one. But, I mean, if you think the flu shot makes you sick because you've had an adverse reaction, we're not going to force it. You know, I don't think these things are 100% free of risk. So I empathize with those of you who, you know, want to take it, but you're afraid to. I get that. I do. I get that. But for those of you who are like, oh, no, I'm going to use that as an excuse, be very careful. Okay? This isn't funny. And the interesting thing is remember, these flu shots are only about 66% effective. So you have no idea, and researchers still don't have any idea if we're going to be coming up against something that we're not ready for. Remember how quickly they had to make the swine flu vaccine? That was a mad rush. Kind of blows your mind that they could hurry up and get that taken care of, yet everything else has to take years of FDA approval. But boy, did that, they fast-track that sucker because it scared the hell out of them. People were dying. And what really scares us is that any time there could be a pathogen that could kill us like our ancestors had died with plague or tuberculosis or consumption, etc. And the reason why doctors are freaking out about bugs and superbugs is because we know we're vulnerable. We're extremely vulnerable. Now, getting the flu shot will not protect you against a superbug, but how it could protect you is if you are not vulnerable and compromised because of the flu, it may be a little less difficult for a superbug to then latch on and then infect you. You don't want to be vulnerable. We've talked about how not to be vulnerable, all right, around flu season. One, make sure you're not anemic. Two, make sure you're not diabetic. If you are diabetic, you make sure you're in good control. Three, make sure you're very well rested. Many of us during the holidays, I mean, I'm exhausted from the holidays. I worked during most of the holidays. There was a lot going on, family, parties to go to, etc. A lot of social functions. I am pooped. I didn't rest up. Make sure you rest up. If you have to take a nap on the weekend, take a nap on the weekend, but get your rest. Make sure you're also getting your vitamins in by your regular vegetables and food. I don't want you just popping vitamins. I want to make sure you're eating healthy. Eating healthy and getting those vitamins in are going to also protect you because at least you have the vitamin C, vitamin A, things that can help fight infection. I would also recommend that if you were exposed to any sort of pathogen, or you were, let's say, on a flight for multiple hours, or you were next to somebody who was sick, go home, take a hot shower, try to wash it off, you know, whatever could be on you or in your respiratory tree. Drink plenty of fluids to flush things out. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more women's lives. Just call 800-443-3091 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-443-3091. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save thousands of women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. So call today, 800-443-3091. That's 800-443-3091.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm pretty proud of the guys at the studio. Apparently, I was told on break that they are snacking, not by choice, on seaweed snacks. Apparently, one of their coworkers brought some seaweed snacks into the office today. Now, can I just give that person some advice? If you want the guys to like you, you gotta bring something a little tastier than seaweed. Okay? You know, whenever I try to kiss up to the staff, I'll bring some cookies or some cupcakes. But I understand we're trying to be healthy. And we talked about seaweed over the summer. Remember it being a superfood? Remember we talked about how seaweed is the green superfood that many of us blow off? Right? And if people in the Far East eat this and seem to do well and seem to be healthy and live till 100, maybe we need to think about the same. All right? But remember, office politics matter even more than health, right? Because it's very difficult to stay in good health if the office doesn't like you. So make sure that if you are going to bring a snack, make sure it's something that's not going to make them poop and not going to get stuck in their teeth so when they smile, they got green stuff out of their teeth. But just as a quick review, okay? It is super, and this is being reported by the Huffington Post, right, because it is a member of the algae family. And edible seaweed comes in three varieties. You got the brown seaweed, the red seaweed, and the green seaweed. Most commonly eaten is the brown, like kelp and wakame. Then more people, then after that, it's the red seaweed that's popular, which includes, I guess, nori. And I guess sushi chefs use this for their sushi. All right. Now, many of us in America are now using the kelp and the miso soup and et cetera and eating more sushi, which I think is great. A lot of us have to down our sushi with a crap load of soy sauce. Please be careful because the soy sauce have a lot of sodium. But if you're eating seaweed itself, a lot of vitamins. You got your vitamin A, you got your vitamin C, and of course your iodine. We talk about iodine because it has an amazing amount of iodine. And this helps your thyroid act, stay healthy. You know, some people with thyroid disorder try to take in more thyroid, more iodine. I can't tell people with low thyroid to just take iodine. Usually I recommend thyroid medication because I'm so pro-pharmaceutical when it comes to low thyroid. If somebody needs it, you know me, I'm a pharmaceutical queen. But still, many people will supplement their diet with seaweed if they have low thyroid. Now, iodine, by the way, was added to salt back in the 1920s, and the World Health Organization adopted a worldwide salt iodization program in 1993 because a lot of people had iodine deficiency. Now we don't seem to see that as much. So that's why when you see that your salt is iodized, that's what they're talking about. People with iodine deficiency could have thyroid issues. They could have other types of issues, but I don't really know much about iodine deficiency. I have to be honest with you on that. So for those of you nibbling on seaweed as a snack, I think that is better than a cupcake, right? But just, like I said, please be careful because, I mean, you want to please your office workers. One in four young teens meet the U.S. fitness guidelines, which means 75% of our kids don't. Only 25% of our kids exercise an hour or more of moderate to vigorous activity every day. Now, it's a small study. It was only based on 800 kids who self-reported their activity levels and had physical exams as part of their 2012 National Youth Fitness Survey. These results are kind of concerning. Okay, especially since we've heard people in the Pentagon say our youth is going to be our biggest national security risk if they don't get themselves in shape, because who's going to be able to staff our armies and what kind of shape will they be in? And, you know, I noticed that with the kids, you know, they only get PE a couple times a week. Why aren't they in PE every day? And why is it PE or health and fitness? Why isn't it called their daily workout? Why isn't it considered a daily workout? Or it could be a 30-minute workout, and then they also have recess. I don't understand that. Why aren't we ingraining into these kids that you have to work out every day? You don't go to bed until your teeth are brushed, until you've showered or you're cleaned up, until you've pooped, emptied your bladder, and you don't go to bed until you've made sure you had your X amount of workout. That's the way we all should be living by. Right? Whether it's walking, whether it's arm rolls, whether it's Pilates, whether it's doing stretches and good posture, but you gotta do something. And with pediatric obesity on the rise, it's pretty scary stuff. But we're only talking about a quarter of our children getting the proper amount of exercise a day. I'm shocked and I'm really concerned. And I do blame the way we're structuring school. I really do. You know, I'm also surprised. I mean, some schools, they let out at 1:30 in the afternoon. I remember being at school all day, and it wasn't till later in the afternoon. Now, mind you, I get that by about 2 o'clock, I was falling asleep in class. All right? But then maybe you then save the exercise for that midday after lunch. Okay? Maybe have your hardcore classes in the beginning. And then, I mean, you know, some kids are kind of late risers. Maybe they get their energy by 10 a.m. I don't know. But you get your classes done in the morning. You have lunch. Then you do some other classes, let the food settle, and then you exercise. And it has to be your daily workout. It could be weights. It could be Pilates. It could be aerobics. It could be a jog. It could be walking around the school. It could be hiking. It could be a variety of things. It could be treadmill. The kids, they alternate each day. And they pick what they like, and if they like it, then they get to do that next semester. And as long as they do their workout, and we just ingrain it that way. You know, maybe we do need to be a little bit more aggressive when it comes to setting the standards for kids. Okay, I understand a lot of kids aren't eating their school lunches because the school lunches taste like crap. And that's a problem that starts in the home. You know, once your kid eats junk food, it's very hard for them to, you know, appreciate non-junk food. But then maybe what we need to do is say, all right, everybody has to eat their 3 carrots, or everybody has to eat. I know some of you are thinking communism. Well, no, I'm not, you know, if the parents are not going to take this on, and a lot of parents don't, okay? And schools are now being told don't offer sugary options, then why aren't we offering health food options that the kids get to choose? Because usually it's whatever the lunch lady slops on your tray. But what if they have to choose a fruit or vegetable, and then after they have their fruit or vegetable, they could get the rest of their entree? Why not? Now, I know some kids maybe will throw it in the garbage or whatever, but why don't we just get kids trained that they got to eat healthier? I mean, it's a shame we have to do this, but until we get parents and brothers and sisters and families back on track with eating healthy, I mean, my parents did that too. I mean, your meat was not the main entree. Your vegetables were. And if we were able to afford meat that meal, it was a very small component of the plate. Usually the starch filled it up also. And I'm not saying we have to fill up on starch, but this idea that the burger is your main meal and a vegetable or a salad on the side is a choice, we're going about it all wrong. I don't want government or schools stepping in where parents don't, but maybe what we should have are healthy food choices that, like, you know, that are yummy. You know, carrots, apples, things like that. And the kids take that, they eat that, and then they go and they get their main meal. Why not? Okay? I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out how to get these kids to start eating vegetables. When my son is asked, one of them, to eat a vegetable, he looks at me like he's being punished. Like, what did I do to deserve this? And I'm like, you eat your salad first, and then you get the rest of your meal. I mean, that's the way I was brought up. Why do you think restaurants serve the salad before the meal? You eat the salad before the meal. Then you hopefully don't eat that much of the meal. And then, you know, if you have room for dessert, you have room for dessert. If you don't have room for dessert, tough noogie. I don't know. I just think we do things just wrong. Don't we just do things wrong? Maybe I should run for president. All right, guys. More Dr. Dolly coming up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.